Good morning and welcome to day 33 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Friday morning. And I'm coming to you from my desk here in my study because Pastor Zach today talks about how many people are unfulfilled or unhappy with their jobs. He says the Gallup poll says 70% of people are unhappy in their jobs. And then he quotes another statistic saying 61% of people are lonely. And then he suggests, or he points to that our fulfillment, actually, we can only fully achieve or reach or be fulfilled if we are serving other people. And I think he's right-ish. And I don't want to challenge too much, but it seems to me, and one of the things I've been thinking about during, as we here at the church have been reading through and preaching through the Gospel of Mark, that one of the places that I think we don't often think about experiencing the fullness of God's love and where Christ is present is in those serving opportunities, for sure. But sometimes I think that fulfillment and that being filled up, I mean, the question is empty or full, Pastor Zach asks today. Being filled up, it may not necessarily be about us serving other people. It may be. But it may be that we need to allow other people to serve us as well. And that isn't something we often think about as Christians, certainly as Christians from the West, where we're used to being the ones who are bringing the things, the knowledge, the money, the food, the ourselves to other places that we perceive to be in greater need than ourselves. When in actuality, sometimes... And maybe that's what Pastor Zach is getting at. On the flip side of it, is in serving others so that you can be filled and receive that. But I also think we need to do that humbly. Not that we are the ones coming in with a cape and to save the day. But we are meeting people in a mutual relationship. And maybe we've identified a need that we're helping meet of theirs, but maybe in doing that or in that relationship, there's something that they're doing for us. How do we humble ourselves to allow ourselves to be served in addition to serving? Jesus on the night in which he was betrayed allowed, forced the disciples to allow him to wash their feet. There was something in them allowing him to wash their feet, to be humble before them, that they might receive him in a new and different way. And maybe that, if you're feeling empty or feeling unfulfilled, maybe that's one of those places where it's not just in giving of yourselves, but receiving as well. A thought to ponder, this is the last day on the ability aspect here of the Serving Challenge next, tomorrow and for the next 7 days, not including Sunday. We'll be looking at the final aspect, which is ambition. I hope through these first four aspects, you've been challenged. You've begun to experience and see things a little bit different than you did before, that you're pondering and wondering how you can serve like Jesus, and always acknowledging that question and even that ability really only comes from we have first been served by him. And so all of our service comes in response. All of our love that we give others comes in response to the love that we ourselves have first received from God through Jesus Christ. I'll see you tomorrow morning, Saturday morning again. I give you permission to sleep in. I'll be here at 7, but if you're internal clock allows you to sleep in, I encourage you to do so. Take care.